The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
Every year in Australia, between 700 and 800 people are diagnosed with mesothelioma, a rare and aggressive cancer that doesn't have a cure. The vast majority of those cases come from an exposure to asbestos. The material has been banned in Australia since 2003, but it's estimated that there are still 5 million Aussie homes that contain it, and WA has the highest rate of mesothelioma. So what are we doing about it? Joining me now to tell us is the Director of Skills Development at the Construction and Training Fund, Rob Berryman. Good morning, Rob.
How are you going?
Yeah, good, thank you. And now, we all know asbestos is the boogeyman of the construction industry. How much of an issue is it?
Well, Ben, it's been around for a long time. And what we need to do is educate the younger entrants into the construction industry to ensure they're aware of asbestos, because they could be moving through to renovation work or maintenance work where asbestos is really prevalent across the board.
Yeah, well, let's talk about those renos, because we know they're going through the roof at the moment. Everybody seems to be doing something to their houses. Because, I know in the general public, there'd be a lot of people who maybe think, oh, asbestos, that's something from the past, it's been banned, don't have to worry about that. But I imagine there's probably this whole new generation of tradies who don't have much experience dealing with it.
Yeah, well, how this came about was with Joe Morris from Reflections. And going back, it was probably about 2017, She came across to North Metropolitan TAFE at the time and said, look, what are we doing about asbestos for our young students? So we started to have some discussions. So in the end, we met with the Construction Training Council, which is part of the Construction Training Fund, and said, well, what can we do to improve this? So what happened was we developed some resources, albeit fairly basic at the time, and from there we've now introduced an awareness program, which is very interactive. It's quite hard-hitting in the factual part of it for young people to be really aware of the dangers of asbestos when they're on a construction site, or they might even be doing some other type of work outside of construction. So the outcome is, albeit it's been a bit of a journey, but we've got a really good product now that we've rolled out to the training organisations to say, here's an awareness program and it's part of your curriculum. In other words, it's a core unit or subject that each pre-apprentice or vet in school student can complete when they're doing a construction training course.
Yeah, and so is it accurate that this is the first time a state has introduced asbestos awareness training for pre-apprentices?
I wouldn't like to quote that we are the first, but I tell you what, we're one of the top high priorities, because we run a very strong foundation certificate 2 programs in construction. And part of that is asbestos. So occupational health and safety, don't get me wrong, asbestos has always been part of that. But what we've done with this module is put it straight in the forefront of the training of young students.
Mm. And so what is the hope as far as how it might prevent tradies from getting asbestosis down the track?
Well, it's, you know, buyer beware. Like if, for instance, you've got a lot of renovation and do-it-yourself type activity happening in the market, and quite often people don't realise that the old lino, quite often the underfelt was asbestos. So people don't understand that, whereas what we want to do is make sure the younger people coming through have a really good understanding of the safety, because construction is all about safety, as we know. So what we've got to make sure is the young people coming through are well aware that it's not something that happened in the past. It could be active, and it is active and live in our building industry at the moment, especially in the older construction.
Well, you just taught me something there, Rob. I didn't actually know that felt under lino was potentially asbestos.
Well, it's part of some of the older, how would you say, how people actually laid the lino, and quite often it's, yeah, it was part of that.
Yeah, wow. It's pretty scary. I remember my nana pulled up a lino floor and replaced it with cork, and I'm pretty sure there was no asbestos prevention methods taken there. And so how many tradies will end up doing this course?
As far as tradies go, they're sort of looked after through different programs. Like you obviously know the HIA MBA, the CMFEU, they all offer what we call Cert 3 and above training for asbestos. And that could be demolition, could be Certificate 4 programs. So what we're trying to do is get the foundations right with a Certificate 2, and then from there, people, if they choose to, can go into different careers. They might go into asbestos removal. So that would be an option for them. But at least they've had that groundwork understanding of what asbestos is, what it looks like, what it feels like, with not touching it, of course, but a clear understanding that, okay, this could be dangerous. Talk to my supervisor. What do we do here?
Yep,
because there's a lot of opportunity there for people to get the experts in to make sure the site's safe.
Yeah, long overdue, I reckon, with WA having the worst rate of mesothelioma over the last few years. And what people might not realise is the average age of exposure when it comes to this stuff is 23 years of age. So it's those young tradies that we really need to train up. Director of Skills Development at the Construction and Training Fund, Rob Berryman. This course sounds like a very good idea, and hopefully it'll save some lives down the track. Thanks for being on the West Live.
Thanks a lot, Ben. Have a good day.